Juneteenth marks a profound turning point in American history, combining the words June and 19th. The holiday commemorates June 19, 1865, the day freedom finally reached the last enslaved black people in the furthest reaches of the Confederacy. A common misconception is that the Emancipation Proclamation instantly ended slavery everywhere in the United States. In reality, the road to actual freedom was uneven, dangerous, and heavily delayed. The gap between the legal declaration of freedom and its enforcement on the ground spanned 2.5 years, dictated by the movements of the Civil War. January 1, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued the proclamation declaring all enslaved people in the Confederate-held territory free. However, because the Union did not control Texas, the decree cannot be enforced there. Texas becomes a safe haven for slaveholders migrating from other southern states to escape the Union Army. April 9, 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrenders the Army of Northern Virginia. While the war is effectively over, news and Union enforcement take time to spread across the entire South. June 19, 1865, Union Major General Gordon Granger arrives in Galveston, Texas, with 2,000 federal troops to occupy the state. He reads General Order No. 3 from the balcony of Ashton Villa, officially informing the people of Texas that all enslaved people are free. 1 year later, on June 19, 1866, after Granger's arrival, freed men and women in Texas organized the first annual Jubilee Day celebration, cementing June 19th as a day of community reflection and joy. Why the delay? Several factors contributed to why more than 250,000 enslaved people in Texas were kept in the dark so long. Isolation, for one. Texas was the westernmost state in the Confederacy with minimal Union troop presence. Enforcement was virtually non-existent until the war fully concluded. There was deliberate suppression. Many slaveholders actively hid the news of the Emancipation Proclamation to harvest one last cotton crop before being forced to give up their free labor. And speed of information. While telegraphs did exist, communication networks across a war-torn country were fractured, and news moved only as fast as the soldiers sent to enforce it. But what began as a localized Texas tradition grew into a sweeping national movement. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, black communities faced severe Jim Crow restrictions, often being banned from using public parks for Juneteenth celebrations. In response, local groups pooled their money to buy their own land, such as Emancipation Park in Houston, Texas, specifically to host these gatherings. During the Great Migration, millions of black Americans left the South for northern and western cities, bringing Juneteenth traditions with them and transforming it into a nationwide celebration of culture, resilience, and freedom. In 2021, Juneteenth was officially established as a federal holiday, ensuring its place as a recognized pillar of American history.